My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Today, we are going to talk about how to get 50% plus email marketing open rates. So I'll start first before you go, Neil.
Go for it.
So we actually started a new newsletter called the Growth Weekly Newsletter. And so my newsletter, I think it's about 60, 70, 80,000 people maybe in aggregate, but we started a new one that has like 14 or 15,000 people on it. And it's just a weekly newsletter just saying, oh, these are the latest trends. Here's the newest content that we put out there. And I think so far, we sent a couple hundred thousand emails or maybe even close to a million now. Neil, I think you've seen stuff like this in the past too. So in this episode, we just want to share with you how we've gotten 50%, but also keep in mind that 50% is not always realistic for the long term.
Yeah. When your list is smaller and you're newer, you're going to get higher open rates. As you send out more emails, it's going to go down. But there's a few things. The first one, which is really obvious, is if the content you keep sending out is sucks, people aren't going to open up your emails. If the content you're sending out is amazing, they're going to look forward to it. You're going to get higher open rates. The next one is the less emails you send out, the better your open rates are versus if you just keep bombarding people like 3, 4, 5 times a week. Then you got scrubbing your list. People keep sending emails to people who don't want it. So scrub your list and get rid of the people who aren't even engaging. The reason this is important is not to boost your open rate from a perception perspective, but it's actually more so for the email platforms. So if you have an email list of 10,000 people and 4,000 of them or 2,000 of them never want to engage, and you keep sending emails to those people on Outlook and Gmail, they'll start putting those emails automatically in the junk box. And then what you'll find is the people who are actually engaging with your emails will also start seeing your emails go into their junk box. So Gmail, Outlook, all those providers only want you to send emails to people who are engaging. So get rid of the non-openers. It really boosts your numbers and it helps keep your emails within people's inboxes.
Yep. A couple things from my side. When it comes to having a high email marketing open rate, probably the most important thing when you think about the top creators in the world is creating really good content, right? It seems like a duh statement, but you want to get people to look forward to your next email. Your job with your emails, that's the job of it, right? It's like, oh, it's interesting. It's not every single one's your marketing, marketing, marketing. And so what you're ideally looking to do is maybe for your kind of value to ask ratio is maybe 4-to-1 or 8-to-1. So for every 4 emails or every 8 emails that you send, most of them are value-based. And then you have one that's maybe transactional, and then you can ask for the sale there. And to Neil's point, you're scrubbing your list, that's important, but also asking people if they want to stay, right? So it's scrubbing in a very like in a tasteful way. Make unsubscribing easy as well. And your job is to continually prune, prune, prune. Also, when you're writing your subject lines, you don't have to like capitalize every single word and make it look like it just, what I found, Patrick Campbell is actually a good example of this. Nathan Latka actually does as well. They just send something that's like, oh, you know, I have data, right? Or like private data, or like UN, right? And it's just like very simple stuff where it's like all lowercase, and it evokes curiosity. And so that's what causes high open rates, right? But you still have to deliver on that email at the end of the day. And the final thing I'll say from my side is come off real, right? And what I mean by that is when you're sending an email, don't have it be like support@ericsu.com or something, right? You just put your name in there, put your photo in there, make it look like a real person, because people like doing business with people.
Yeah, follow those tips. Your email rates will get higher, maybe not to 50%, but they'll be much higher than what they are today.
All right, so that is it for today. Check out levelingup.com/founders to come hang out with Neil and I in Miami, February 12th to the 14th. And yeah, we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.